Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send a special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastor at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where their leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and the senior pastor, Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school and 10 a.m. beginning with a worship service. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday, actually every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time. You can call into this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. They also have Bible studies at their location at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesdays afternoon. There's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a couple of songs. Amen.
Come on, give it up for the Straight Gate Match.
Oh, somebody come on and magnify him now. Give him some glory. Come on, just open your voice, open your mouth and magnify him. Oh, yeah, he's worthy. He's the great I am. Come on, somebody, come on. Oh, yes, he is. He's the Holy One. Lord bless you. He is the King of Kings. He's the great I am. He's the Holy One. He is the King of Kings. Come on. Oh, He is. He's the great I am. He's the Holy One. Prince of Peace, yes he is. Oh, 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 he is the Lord of Lords. Oh yeah, he is the great I am. Yeah, he is the Prince of Peace. Yes he.
Yeah.
to God. He's the Holy One. I like that this particular song, they put emphasis on the Holy One. They kept repeating it. Just kept repeating it to remind us that it's all about the Holy One. And he's more than just Jesus. More than just our Savior. More than just the Messiah. More than just the Son of God. He's the Holy One. Glory to God. He's the Holy One. We're going to talk about this later. Thank you once again for calling in this glorious, magnificent day that the Lord has made. Amen. Want to be mindful and prayerful for Jackson, Mississippi, those who are in that area. They're going through a trying time right now with the water situation. We have to understand what times we're in. The Bible says that there will be times like these. So we just want to be prayerful and mindful of them to, when it's time, to focus on his righteousness, his way of doing things. For Matthew 6:33 says, for us to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. When we think about what the Jews, the Hebrews, the Israelites were going through right before their breakthrough, right before they were released, they were delivered out of Egypt. They went through these 10 plagues where they were battling locusts and frogs and drought. Starvation. And even now, as we look at what's going on in Jackson and in that surrounding area, the water being turned to blood, talking about what the Israelites endured. But through it all, they were protected. It didn't affect them because they were covered. So let's pray for those who are especially of the household of faith, but even more so that those who are not will come to know God through his Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy One, through this trying time. Amen. Just wanted to remind us of that particular area. Want to go ahead and get into the Word. Amen. Coming out of the book of 1 John. 1 John, not St. John. 1 John, go to Revelation and turn back a couple of books. 1 John, the third chapter, verses 1 through 3. And we're going to read Hebrews the 12th chapter, verse 14. 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 3. And Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 13. 1 John 3, starting at verse 1, and it reads, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure." After verse 14. Says, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." I want to read two scriptures again. 1 John 3, verse 3, says, "And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure." In Hebrews 12 and 14 reads, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." The title of the message this morning is "No Holiness, No Hope." No holiness, no hope. Let us pray. Father, we thank you once again for watching over us as we lay down and rest before you, God. Thank you for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, protecting us, watching over us and keeping us in their care, fighting off all the fiery darts of the enemy. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning to see another day that you have made, God. Thank you for the new mercies and more sufficient grace, God, that came with it. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, God, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you will have to say to us this morning, to equip us, to prepare us, to make us ready, God, to give us instructions and direction, Father, strategies for our assignments, to go out and do what you called us to do. Now, Father, we receive the word. Help us to apply it to our lives, to make it personal, God, that you will be glorified. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, as we remember and think about those who are going through this trying time in Jackson and its surrounding areas, wrap your loving arms around them, God. Let them know that you're with them, that you will never leave them nor forsake them, God. Comfort them, Father. I speak peace over that area, God. And Father, thank you, Lord, for supplying their needs. And Father, even in this, you will be glorified. We thank you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. No holiness, no hope. So that's why I pointed out that in the song that we heard, that they refer to Jesus as the Holy One. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. Holiness. I want to read the base scriptures again. 1 John 3, 1 through 3. And Hebrews 12 and 14. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Now, sons, as we know, refers to children, sons and daughters, male and female, to be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not. It knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, the Holy One. Verse 3 reads, and every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Even as he is pure. Hebrews 12 and 14 reads, follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So this is talking about the return of Christ, or as we know as the rapture. The Bible says that when Jesus returns, he's returning to a church that is spotless. And we have to understand the importance of the church being spotless. Because those are the only ones that Jesus is going to receive, because it says that we shall be like him who is spotless, who is holy, who is without blemish, who is not contaminated, who is pure. That's what we have to understand. Jesus is coming back for a spotless church, undefiled. Holiness is the quality or state of being holy. Sanctification means an act of sanctifying. It's an of sanctifying, meaning that it's something that we must do. Not just say. Now, we don't work for salvation. But after salvation, there is work. We're going to see that later. We don't work for salvation, but after salvation, there is work. Sanctification is the state of being sanctified. The state of growing in divine grace as a result of Christian commitment after baptism or conversion. So the state of growing is a continuance. It's a continuance. Let's look at Philippians. Philippians, the second chapter. Starting at verse 12. Philippians, second chapter, starting at verse 12. And it reads, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence." This is Paul talking to the church at Philippi. He sent them a letter. And so they're reading this letter, and it reads, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." That's why I said we don't work for salvation, after salvation, there's work. Says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world." We are to be different. We are to be different. There's a difference in light and darkness. So we're in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. We're in the midst of darkness. We're in this world, but not of it. But while we're in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, we must shine as lights in this world. Verse 16 reads, "Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain." So Paul is saying, the teachings that you've gotten from me, walk them out. Walk them out. Don't just be a hearer of the word, but a doer. Do what you hear. Do what you hear. That's what Paul is saying. talking about holiness. No holiness, no hope. Let's look at verse 13, Philippians 2 and 13. It reads, "For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure." So suppose one would not obey in working out his own salvation. Will God continue to work when man refuses to permit him? Man's power to will and to do as he pleases should not be puzzling. Such power comes from God, but the use of it lies with man. One who will not use this power to work out his salvation would be held responsible. All men possess the power, but all do not use it. All men, everybody, possesses the power, but everybody don't use it. The power comes from God, but we have to choose to use that power. Let's look at St. Mark 16th chapter, verses 15 and 16. St. Mark 16, chapter verses 15 and 16. And it reads, "And he said unto them," this is Jesus, "and he said unto them, go ye," talking to his disciples, "go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned." Says he that believeth, let's put emphasis on believing. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. 1:16. Just trying to lay a foundation here. Romans 1:16. And it reads, "For I am not ashamed," this is Paul speaking, "for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Is that your confession?" I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God. That's that word again. Power. The power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The power comes from God. But we have to choose to use that power. Now let's go to St. John, St. John 1. St. John now. First chapter, starting at verse 12. And it reads, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." So the power comes with believing. If you don't believe, you don't have the power. In order to have the power, you must believe. says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We're not talking about physical birth. We're talking about spiritual birth, being born again. Now let's go to St. John 17th chapter, talking about no holiness, no hope. St. John 17, starting at verse 17, and it reads, sanctify them through thy truth. This is Jesus, as we mentioned last week, that, and I want to apologize for last week. I had some technical difficulties. I don't know what happened. We got cut off, but that's technology. But we're going to get this word today in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. But as we mentioned last week, that St. John 17 is what we call the Lord's Prayer. Not St. Matthew's the 6th chapter, but St. John the 17th chapter is the Lord's Prayer. So this is Jesus praying to the Father. And so he says to God, his Father, about those whom God had given him, he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. Well, let's look at verse 16. Lord, say, share that one. It says, they are not of the world. Talking about those whom God had given him. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Man, that says so much. We have to have that type of mindset of knowing who we are, whose we are. Because he says that they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So if we are not of the world, why are so many of us trying to be like the world? I just want to ask that question. If we are not of the world, God has called us out of the world, why are so many trying to be like the world that they've been called out of? Verse 17 reads, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Now, there's a difference of being in the world and being of the world. See, in 16 it says they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. But then verse 18 says, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. But we have to understand why we're in the world. Not to be of it, but verse 19 says, and for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Through the truth. 19 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So, Jesus is saying, and for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth, through thy word. The only thing that can sanctify is the word of God. The truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. The only way to God is through Jesus. It's through the word. No holiness, no hope. Sanctify. Sanctify means to set apart to a sacred purpose or to religious use. To set apart to a sacred purpose or to religious use. So Jesus has sent those whom God had given him into the world for a sacred purpose. A sacred purpose. To consecrate. That's what sanctify means. To consecrate. Both to a purpose with or as if with deep solemnity or dedication. That's what consecrate means, to be devoted to that sacred purpose. Devoting yourself or dedicating your life to worshiping God. Devoting yourself or dedicating your life to worshiping God. I heard someone say this quote, let the life I live speak for me. Let the life I live speak for me. Let the life I live, speak for me. Let the life I live, speak for me. In all I do, I will glorify you. Let the life I live, 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 speak for me. Your glory, for your glory, your glory, for your glory. Let the life I live speak me. That's our purpose. Let the life that I live speak for me. And it's for his glory. Everything we do, everything we say should glorify God. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 6 chapter. Just wanted to share that with you. Glory to God. God gave me that song a few years ago. Let the life I live speak for me. 1 Corinthians 6 chapter, starting at verse 12. And it reads, all things are lawful unto me. Paul, talking to the Corinthians, says, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I would not be brought under the power of any. That's a choice. That's a decision. That's a mind made up that I will not be brought under the power of anything that is lawful, that is in the natural, that is of this world. That's what it's talking about. Not saying, you know, I'm not going to, you know, obey the laws of the land. It's not what that's saying. But it's talking about that which is lawful, that which man says is okay. Let God be true. Let every man be a liar. If what man says goes against what God says, Paul said, I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to choose that I will not be brought under the power of any. 13 reads, meat for the belly and the belly for meat. But God shall destroy both it and them. As we shared a couple of weeks ago, heaven and earth shall pass away. But my word shall never, and as one translation said, never ever pass away. But it says that in verse 13, meat for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication. But for the Lord, if people only lived by that, for the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God has both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? A harlot is another word for a prostitute. A hooker. In other words, that are synonyms. Says, God forbid. What ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? See, that's what a lot of people don't understand when it comes to sex. Says the body was not made for fornication. Fornication is having sex outside of marriage. That's not what the body is for, because sex was created to bring those souls together. That's why when Adam and Eve came together, he says, now she is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. God saw them as one. So sex was created for marriage only, not for fornication. Says they shall be one flesh. Verse 17 reads, for but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication, like Joseph did. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Takes away that mentality, that thinking, that saying, nobody can tell me what to do with my body. First of all, it's not your body. What we're reading is telling us whose body it is and what we should be doing with it. Just wanted to share that. Verse 19 reads, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Your body and your spirit are God's, not your own. Look at St. John, 4th chapter. St. John, 4th chapter, verses 23 and 24. And it reads, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's saying the big man upstairs. Who is that? It says God is a spirit, not a man, a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Spirit and in truth. And what's the truth? Let's go back to St. John 17th chapter. Verse 17 reads, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. So God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and his word. And his word. What songs are you singing? Who are you worshiping? That's my jam. Romans 12th chapter. Well, let's continue to read St. John 17. Verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth, through thy word. Which brings me to my favorite scripture. If you've been following me, you know my favorite scripture. Romans 12 chapter, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. There's that word. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Present your bodies holy. 2 Corinthians 7th chapter, verse 1. 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 1. And it reads, having therefore these promises, dear beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Talking about no holiness, no hope. Galatians 5. Galatians the 5th chapter, 24. And it reads, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. So those who are Christ, those who are Christians, have crucified the flesh. You don't walk after the flesh anymore. You walk in the spirit. Ephesians 1, verse 3. And it reads, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Emphasis on in Christ. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Say in Ephesians, 4th chapter, verse 20. And it reads, ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Well, how can we be renewed? Through the word, through the truth, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Holiness. Out holiness, no man can see God. No holiness, no hope. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for reminding us that we're in this world, but we're not of it. We ought to be separated from the world. We ought to be different from the world. That we're here on assignment only to glorify you, to represent you, to honor you with our bodies, God. That we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, for as you are holy, you commanded us to be holy. For without holiness, no one can see the Lord. Help us, Father, to walk in holiness. Jesus appeared, the Holy One, when he appears, we shall be like him. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. No holiness, no hope. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard.